Good evening. This is Quintus Curtius. It's March 26th, 2024. And this podcast is going to be about the search for authentic and real experiences. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and we were laughing about the proliferation of these online, like, life coaches and these nutrition warriors and these, I guess the new thing now is neuroscience warriors, like these people who are going to analyze your brain and tell you what diets to have and get you up to a peak performance level and all this nonsense. It's almost like the religion now is this, I'm sorry, it's like this extreme self-help stuff. And then, you know, my friend brought all this stuff up to me, and then I kind of countered with, I've noticed that. And there's also a lot of these life coaches who, I guess now the big thing is now just paying for these extreme experiences and life coaching, like these, you can hire these guys, these coaches or these, and of course they all have these, I guess, subscription services where you pay them hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month, and they'll scream at you and tell you what a loser you are and how you got to get yourself in shape. And I mean, a lot of times these guys have no meaningful advice to offer other than just berating people. And, and then there are, like, I guess these extreme boot camps too, where you can pay just large sums of money for these sort of simulated boot camp experiences. And, I think we were talking about this, and I think the common denominator in these types of things is that people feel starved for real experiences. There are a lot of people out there who are living fake lives, and they know that they're living fake lives. They feel fake. They don't feel real. They know deep down that they're faking it and that they don't deserve what they have. And they're probably, well, not probably, but they certainly are overpaid. Because if you're gonna pay some ex-con thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars a month to tell you to tell you how to do burpees and dips and pull-ups, then you got big problems. Okay, you've got big problems that do not end there, because what you're really paying for is you are not satisfied with your life. You're not satisfied with what you're doing. You're not satisfied with your perception of yourself, and you feel like you want to remake yourself. And you somehow think that these scam warriors, gurus, these life coaches, these trainers, these mind warriors are somehow going to make up for what's missing. They're going to create a new you. And the problem is with that is that it just doesn't work. And it's also a really, really sad waste of money. But I think it says a lot about the state of the culture now is that people are so starved for real experiences. People don't, you know, there are no real extreme experiences in life currently in the West. You know, people don't really have to fight for their daily bread on a primitive level like they might have had to do in ages past. Or they don't have to serve in the army. There is no compulsory military service. There is no draft. There is no conscription. They can just waltz through most of their lives without really feeling any sort of discomfort. And for a lot of guys, I sympathize with a lot of these guys in many ways. They feel like they want to test their mettle. They don't feel like they have any opportunity really to push themselves to the limit. And I get that. You know, I in many ways, I kind of feel sad because I really feel like there's a lot of unused energy out there that could be channeled into useful and productive service to our country, to our nation, that is just being wasted. It's just being neglected. You know, I mean, all of this energy, think of what could be done in this country if all this energy could be channeled in a positive direction somehow, if this could be put into useful purposes. I mean, we could reestablish our industrial base. We could rebuild our military. We could plant tons of trees. I don't know. We could do all sorts of things. we could really have almost a new deal. But our leaders, our politicians, just have no imagination, or they don't have the vision or the will to harness any of this energy and to put it to productive use. So again, so it gets siphoned off and channeled into these pointless escapades with these just these scam warriors out there that are just bilking these guys for ungodly sums of money and really providing, in my view, just something that they could just learn from getting a few books out. I mean, you're going to listen to some nutritionist or some guy talk about balancing your aminos and your macros and all. It's all nonsense. You know, it's all nonsense. All you need to do is eat a well-balanced diet and exercise. That's all. You know, where is the mystery? There's no mystery. You know, this is not rocket science, you know. But I think, again, I think the real problem is these guys feel empty inside. They feel that something's missing, and they're looking for something to take up that space. And I guess that's really the takeaway lesson for me, is that there's just a lot of people out there that really are starved for extreme experiences. So I guess the lesson here is that we should all take away from this is that you should really seek out direct experience. And this is something I've believed and I've tried to talk about for a long, long time, which you should not look for filtered experiences. Don't look for filtered experiences. Don't look for packaged experiences. You need to search for direct experience. You need to be traveling. You need to be doing things. You need to be engaging in social activities. You need to be, going through, having relationships, going through love, going through breakups, going through all of these emotional experiences that make us human. Because if you just play it safe all the time, you're going to end up a really desiccated shell of a man, a husk of a man who has a lot of money and does not know what to do with it. And again, it gets taken by grifters and scammers. So anyway, something to think about. Search for direct experience, search for real experiences, get out there and do things.